This morning, as we gather, let us join together in the breakout prayer that's in your bulletin. God of love and power, we know that you are with us and you are for us. Break through into our lives and into your church. Break through our fears and replace them with faith. You are the God who breaks down every barrier, and we trust that your Spirit will break through in us, in our lives, in the life of our church, and in our community. Fill us with the grace, mercy, and power of Jesus. Help us to discern where your Spirit is leading. Open doors that lead us into a new season of faithfulness and fruitfulness for your kingdom. Give us faith and courage to step through the doors. And for us, amen. Good morning. It's so good to see all of you here. It shows that Christian fellowship is important to you, that you've come out in this cold weather. So bless you for that. On the center of the pews is the attendance pad. Please take time to sign that and pass it along. Also, if you have prayer concerns, remember we have the blue cards in the back of the pews that you can fill out and place in the offering plate. And they will be shared at prayer time. Also, we are very pleased to have Elizabeth Himmelman here to share worship with us this morning, to lead us in worship. And she is an intern at St. John's Lutheran Church of Prairie du Sac. And Pastor Doris is also in a pulpit exchange this morning. At this time, we are going to be singing Where the Spirit of the Lord Is in the Black Hymnal, page 2119. And I will be sharing the announcements at the end of the service today. So please stand as you are able. Please join me in our praise. God built the heavens, the earth, and everything in them. God calls us to build our lives,
to restore broken places, and continue to grow.
God calls us to build our faith,
to study the Word.
God calls us to build our community,
to build bridges of understanding and systems of justice.
God calls us to build history by fulfilling the promises of Scripture,
to preach the good news of God's love and liberation for all people.
Now let's turn in the red hymnal to page 98, To God Be the Glory. And you can remain standing.
Thank you.
Please join me in our prayer. Holy One, we thank you for the gift of the Bible, for its psalms and poems, myths and stories, histories, teachings, and prophecies. May the Holy Spirit, who called out those ancient writings, continue to call us out today, that our lives may reflect the first sermon of Jesus, our crucified and risen Christ, who brings good news to the poor and lets the oppressed go free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'd like to invite the children forward for a moment.
Our first scripture reading comes from the Old Testament, from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16, verses 11 through 20. And rejoice before the Lord your God at the place he will choose as a dwelling for his name. You, your sons and daughters, your men servants and maid servants, the Levites in your town and the aliens, and the fatherless and the widows living among you. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt and follow carefully these decrees. Celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days after you have gathered the produce of your threshing floor and your wine press. Be joyful at your feast, you, your sons and daughters, your men servants and maid servants, and the Levites, the aliens, the fatherless, and the widows who live in your towns. For 7 days, celebrate the feast to the Lord your God at the place the Lord will choose. For the Lord your God will bless you in all your harvest and in the work of your hands, and your joy will be complete. 3 times a year, all your men must appear before the Lord your God at the place he will choose, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacles. No man should appear before the Lord empty-handed. Each of you must bring a gift in proportion to the way the Lord your God has blessed you. Appoint judges and officials for each of your tribes in every town the Lord your God is giving you, and they shall judge the people fairly. Do not pervert justice or show partiality. Do not accept a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of the righteous. Follow justice and justice alone, so that you may live and possess the land the Lord your God is giving you. Now the choir.
This song is the good news that we're supposed to take to the world as the mission statement.
Thank you, choir, and thank you, Cindy, for your accompaniment. From the New Testament, the Gospel reading from Luke, chapter 4, verses 14 through 21. Jesus is rejected at Nazareth. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom, and stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet of Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began by saying to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." This is the gospel. Praise be to God.
Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We live in a world of words. We text and tweet and email. We make small talk at dinner tables, in offices, in waiting rooms. We make small talk with our family and friends and neighbors. We write post-it note reminders and put them on computer monitors and the refrigerator with the words that might motivate us, or to make sure we remember that one crucial thing at the grocery store. We use words to extend an invitation, to apologize, to make a presentation in class. Sometimes we find ourselves using too many words, or sometimes not enough. But in today's gospel, Jesus uses 9 simple words that have great meaning for us in our lives of faith. "Today, the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." But first, Jesus uses the words from the prophet Isaiah to give what many consider Jesus' inaugural address, to define his mission statement. He is in his hometown synagogue, surrounded perhaps by those who knew him as a little baby, or as a high-energy child, or as a teenager. And he reads the text from Isaiah. And then he closes by preaching this 9-word sermon. "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." This is Jesus' mission statement for the work ahead of him, and also to point his followers to the work ahead of them and the work ahead of us. The promise of fulfillment from Jesus is not just today in this moment, nor is it temporary or fleeting. Rather, that Isaiah's words have been fulfilled in our hearing, it's an ongoing effect. When "fulfilled" is translated from the Greek, it points to the present tense, to an ongoing reality. So what difference does this make? It brings us into the never-ending reality of how Scripture is being fulfilled in the world, and invites us into making God's reality possible. Our hearing plays a part in bringing the good news to the oppressed, freedom to the prisoners, sight to the blind. Jesus invites us in these 9 simple words to upend injustice, to bring freedom and redemption to the hurting. Jesus' invitation can feel near impossible these days, given the constant bad news in our nation, our world, in our own lives. You know the stories too well, of the injustice of the marginalized, the abused, the exploited. We see them on the news. We know them in our community. Perhaps we feel the weight of injustice in our own lives and carry it in our souls. And yet, 9 words from Jesus give us hope and set us to work for God's justice. Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Or better yet, today this scripture is an ongoing reality in your hearing. Jesus isn't simply giving a lecture. Jesus is making the pursuit of God's justice an ongoing reality for each of us. At the heart of Jesus' mission statement is the underlying question, where does it hurt? Jesus declares in the words of Isaiah, God's justice will enter into the pain and bring release, freedom, sight, good news to all who are hurting. So in our hearing, we are sent out to pursue God's justice, to ask and to act. Where does it hurt? Now, the absolute and final fulfillment of justice is God's to finish, but it's ours to make sure is an ongoing action. In our pursuit of God's justice that brings sight to the blind and good news to the poor, we are living out Jesus' mission so that others might experience it too. So that others will know the love of God that is found in this pursuit of God's justice in their own lives, in our communities, and in our world. The prevailing of God's justice, it's not our own doing, but injustice, justice is pursued by the power of the Holy Spirit working in and among us. Jesus sends us with this mission statement, and in our asking, in our seeking, the Holy Spirit is at work in us. When we go out into the world and we ask, where does it hurt? The way in which we pursue action for the prevailing of God's justice, it will look different for each of us. Some of us will use our words to pursue God's justice in conversation and letters to political leaders. Some of us will teach or preach. Some of us will use listening to pursue God's justice in mentoring, in hearing and lifting up the voices of the disenfranchised. Some of us will use our hands to pursue God's justice in serving a community meal or sorting food at the pantry. Some of us will use our spiritual gifts to pursue God's justice and pray without ceasing. This call to God's justice is lived out in us by the gifts given to us by the Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that reminds us that today the scripture will be fulfilled in our hearing, an ongoing action for the sake of God's love and prevailing justice in the world. So when we ask, where does it hurt? And we act in ways that strive for justice, we will struggle, we will fail, and we will strive again. We trust that God's grace covers us when we fall, and God, through Jesus Christ and the power of the Spirit, will renew our strength. Where does it hurt? Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Amen. We are invited to give generously from that which has been given to us, that through our offerings the good news of Jesus Christ may be fulfilled. The ushers are invited forward.
Thank you.
Please join me in our prayer of thanksgiving. God of life and new life, bless these gifts that we have given, that they may further your reign in this world. Amen. You may be seated. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, we pray for the church. Empower leaders and all members of Christ's body with your spirit, so we may ask, where does it hurt? Open our hearts to you so we may respond in lives of service to others. Lord God, we pray for the earth. Heal environments damaged by disaster or pollution. Make us wise stewards of all you have entrusted to our care. We pray for all nations. Liberate us from our captivity to fear and ways of violence. Free those who are unjustly imprisoned. Give us vision to seek the pathways of peace so God's justice will reign. We pray for all in need. Rescue those who suffer abuse or neglect. Bring an end to hunger and greed. Accompany those who are alone or vulnerable. Comfort those who grieve and all who are ill. We lift our prayers before you now, aloud. Good and gracious God, we pray for this assembly. Bless those who proclaim your word and those who teach. Bless those whose talents are not recognized, and teach us to honor the gifts of all your people. With thanksgiving, we remember those who have gone before us in faith. Wipe away all tears and bring us with them into the joy of the resurrection. Receive our prayers and fill us with the radiance of Christ's love and justice. We pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.
I would just like to highlight a few announcements. This for the months of January and February, our loose change offering will go to Madison Chaplaincy. They are an outreach visitation ministry of healing and connectional support by the United Methodist Church of Wisconsin. The chaplain visits United Methodist patients and their families hospitalized in Madison's major hospitals. And thank you for supporting the Melodies of Compassion. There will be a stewardship meeting following worship and a community meal at 4:00 tonight. Everyone is welcome to the community meal and invited to spread the word to bring a friend or two. This week there will be a witness meeting on Tuesday at 7:15 at the church, and confirmation will be meeting on Wednesday night from 6 until 8. Are there any other announcements that need to be highlighted today? Okay. And Layla said, be sure if you are going to be attending one of these meetings this week, due to the weather concerns, the extreme cold, please look at your emails to make sure that the meeting is going to be on. Thank you.
Now may the love and justice of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. We sing together, Christ for the World We Sing, number 568 in the Red Hymnal.
Thank you.